Welcome to one of the bonuses. Now, this is going to be super fun. I'm really excited about the opportunity that the Messenger Code gives us from a marketing perspective. So we're going to talk about some strategies and kind of some out-of-the-box ways that you can leverage the Messenger Code, specifically to start up conversations and to follow up immediately with those that you connect with at live events. You know, whether that's at a massive event or whether it's just a small networking event that you might attend. Either way, most of us pass out business cards. And the reality of it is that most of us don't pay attention to those business cards anymore. And this is a way to have that immediate follow-up in a live environment where you know you won't drop the ball and not follow up with that person. And it gets them on your list, your messenger list, or if you have it set up to where they go directly to your email list. Either way, now you have a new person to love up and nurture so that you can ultimately, hopefully, create a sale from that person. But there's also some other nifty strategies that I want to go over as it relates to how you can leverage the power of the messenger codes. So let's get going. I don't know if you know Stu McLaren, but Stu had an event not long ago, and he had a very clever way. He did a little cutout of himself holding his an iPad with his messenger code on it. Now, as you can see, these lovely ladies took pictures. So did everyone else. And that was the whole intent, is he wanted people at the event to message his page so that he could communicate with them throughout his event. Simply brilliant, right? I love this strategy. And not only that, but I want to highlight another Benny from this. Like I said, people were taking photos of this and they were sharing it on social media. So guess what? Not only the people at the event could connect leveraging his code, but so could everyone else. And, you know, anybody who saw it on social media, for example, could have taken out their phone, scanned his code, and now they're connected to his page. Like I say, again, brilliant, because you're getting into other people's communities like that. And here's another example of a live event where they're encouraging people through giveaways to message their page. Again, brilliant idea. And they're highlighting some of the sponsors or other people who are giving away things as well. So this would be a great thing for anybody who does events who has sponsors at their event, because you can give them that side benefit of building out their list through their giveaways. And, you know, as you know, lots of times that's difficult when you're a sponsor at a live event. And then there's, of course, the person-to-person. And I really wanted to focus on this part because I think that's probably where the majority of people are. You know, not everybody has their own events or not everybody goes to events. This is an opportunity, again, just for, you know, small meetups or live events. You could have a meetup with one person at your local Panera Bread, and you could follow up and leverage your messenger code. So this is a great way to connect immediately and start that one-on-one conversation. So how do you do it? There's two strategies here. You have your Facebook page and you have your personal profile. I'm going to start with your Facebook page because that's where the automation is. Your personal profile is not connected to ManyChat, which means that there is no immediate follow-up. Now, there is a scenario for when that might be okay, but for now, I'm going to start with focusing on the Facebook page. So you would open up your Facebook page app, click on those three little lines in the lower right, and then you would click on messages up at the top there. And then you would click on the little blue circle in the upper right hand corner. And then there's two options here. You can scan your messenger code or you can share the messenger link. They could scan it right there on the spot. Or some people would prefer to maybe take a picture of it and import it like that. So let me share the process with you so you can see how it works. And I would encourage you to play with this yourself so that you get comfortable with it. And then when you actually have an opportunity to use it, you'll be comfortable. You'll know where everything is and it'll be a seamless integration for you. So the how part. So step one is open the Facebook app and then click on the Messenger app up in the right-hand corner. Now, if you have Messenger on your phone, it'll open up. You can open up the Messenger app directly. But for some, I know they don't have the Facebook Messenger app maybe on their phone. So this will open it up directly from within the Facebook app. And then the next step is click on People in the bottom taskbar. Third step is click on that scan code option, that middle option there. And then step four is click on the scan code and then click on the picture icon in the bottom left-hand corner. And then if they've taken a photo of it, all they have to do is find the Messenger code image, select it, and voila, it'll immediately pull it in. And now they're now connected to your fan page. And if you have it set up correctly through ManyChat, then they'll get a welcome message and they'll start the whole process. So that's essentially how it works. Now, there's another thing I want to highlight here before we go on. If you notice up at the top, you'll see the My Code. If you click on that, it'll open up a code. Okay, is this your fan page code or what? No, this code is for your personal profile. And that's very important to note. So if you are, you know, if you get confused and you're like, oh my goodness, there's my code. This is not your business page code. And that's very important to note. You want to make sure that you're sharing your fan page code versus your personal code for the most part. Like I say, there may be instances where you want to connect on your personal profile, maybe with a friend, for example, where you wouldn't want them to, you know, get your business messages. So there are instances where your personal code would be fine to share. And I want you to kind of broaden your thinking just a little bit. There's that old saying, you know, think outside the box, but I really want you to enlarge that a little bit and think like there is no box, because there are so many opportunities to leverage the Messenger codes. And so I'm going to give you a few ideas, but like I say, these are just a few ideas. There's so many other ways to leverage this. So a couple of ideas. One, just share it right inside of your feed, just like this one. This is our Messenger code. Simply scan it in the Messenger app and shoot us a message, right? So that's a way to encourage your fan base to message your page. And to leverage the power of the Messenger code to, you know, try to facilitate that. There's business cards. Put it on your business card. That's another way, encourage people to connect with you through Messenger to start those one-on-one conversations through Messenger. You know, if you send out samples or if you have a physical product that you box up and you ship out, you can put it on those boxes as well or on those envelopes, for example. You know, you could do stickers to make it easier so that you don't have to, create new boxes, for example. You could just, go to a sticker store online, have a sticker made of your code, and you could pop it on to anything for that matter, an envelope, a box, a brochure. There's so many ways that you could, think about that from the standpoint of, how can I get those people that are going to see this to share that. That said, this is fairly new. So these are things that you're going to have to make sure you message the how-to, how do you leverage this so that people know what to do with the code. And then, of course, I shared Stu McLaren's example. You could do exactly the same thing. You know, if you're at an event and you're a sponsor or, if you want any kind of signage, for example, wouldn't have to be a live event. Any type of signage that your business may have online or offline, you could leverage your Messenger code. And then emails is another great way, shoot me a message, would love to hear from you. I think that is a great way to get those that are on your list to message you and then start them to feeding them value through your Facebook page. I shared a couple of strategies with you for leveraging the power of your Messenger code. The best way to get the highest quality Messenger code image is from your fan page directly. So if you go to your fan page and you click on Open Inbox, and then down at the very bottom, there's this little bitty eye right beside the Away button down there. If you click on that, then the Messenger code will open up and you'll see an opportunity to download your business page Messenger code. And that's important because, like I say, your personal profile has a separate code and your fan page has its own unique code. So you want to make sure you have your fan page Messenger code. When you click the download, you'll see this drop down and you'll have an option to download 300 pixel, 600 pixel, 1000 pixel PNG. So you want to make sure you choose that highest quality pixel, 1000 pixel PNG, download it to your computer. Voila. As you can see, this is a pretty high quality image. And now you can, like I say, maybe make stickers out of it, create custom signs with it. There's a lot of options for how you can leverage this code. So hopefully your mind is like buzzing with creative ideas on how you can use this in your business. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I can't wait to see how you leverage the power of the Messenger codes. I know that some of you guys are going to have some amazing ideas on how to leverage the Messenger code. So share them. I'd love to learn from you.